Congressman Rob Whitman joins us. I'm not sure where he's calling from, but he does represent the 1st Congressional District. Congressman Whitman, good to talk with you today. Where are you today?
Kathy, good to be with you. I am just about to my office in D.C.
Got it. Okay. Well, fair enough. So I wonder what you're looking for. I mean, I'm sure that you're watching this very closely, this decision coming down Friday from the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. What do you anticipate hearing, and what has been your, if any, conversation with those commissioners as they deliberate this decision?
Sure, and we've communicated with them. I say we, myself and a number of other members of Congress, through written correspondence, writing them, asking them to make sure that they make good, sound decisions. I want to make sure decisions are based on good, sound fishery science. Obviously, we all want to protect the stocks. We also want to understand what the economic impact is across all the different aspects of this particular fishery, and especially there in the Northern Neck, where, as you know, it has a significant it's a significant part of our economy there. So I want to make sure that decisions are made based on fishery science, not political science. And that's really the key for me. As we look at what the Technical Advisory Committee has put out there, we understand that the model as it exists right now is not the best suited for management. There's still some unknowns there. We want to make sure we get to know those unknowns. We want to make sure, too, that there are reasonable limits there in how these fish are managed.